Unknown.
What's up, y'all? Are you ready to have a guess? Well, you're in luck. It's time for the Unknown Podcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to episode 9 of the Unknown Podcast. We are live on YouTube, as you know, because you're all watching while you're listening at the same time on your podcast app, so you can try and sync us up. It's kind of like, that Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon, with Wizard of Oz, but it actually syncs up because it's our voices. Anyway, tonight I'm joined with Smoothie again.
Hey.
And my brother Aaron, he is here.
What up?
We're coming out the gate hot there, so I guess we'll start with what we're all drinking. Smoothie, did you go spend $100 on beer again?
No, I'm still milking that six pack that I bought, making my $12.
You're milking a six pack from 2 weeks ago, man. You are dedicated for this podcast.
I am so. I'm going to start off my shot of Fireball. I don't think anybody else is here is doing the Fireball shot.
No, sorry.
So we're going to do that.
No,
first.
I don't have any.
not my steez there.
Yum.
Seems.
Woo.
So it went down smooth. Woo. For this hashtag stay smooth.
It did.
Movement.
So the one I picked out from the six pack today to start with is Long Trail Brewing Company, Double Bag. It's a double alt beer. I don't know. I'm not a beer snob.
Yeah, alt beer. Yeah, I know. I've seen those.
And I do want to go back and say it at some point during the last episode, you were asking if I had any fat tire beers.
Fat tire, yeah. It's good.
I didn't realize it was. I did have it's the brand. It was because I was ready.
Belgium.
Yeah, the Voodoo Ranger or something like that.
Mm. And that's like a mango IPA, isn't that, or something like that?
No, it's just a regular IPA.
Oh, okay.
Maybe higher alcohol content. It was good. That's what I had last week, and nobody wanted to come and hang out with me here, so that's okay. We're going to move on from that. So,
all right.
Well, we got busy, and you know, Brandon wasn't able to join, and then you were moving stuff.
And oh,
then,
yeah.
And
last
then you
week.
Said, I'm going to be on. And then you said, I'm not going to be on. And then I was sad. And I
got done with everything. Yeah, I was moving my bedrooms around, basically. I was pretty much moving half of my house from downstairs to upstairs for most of the day, both Friday night and Saturday. So,
which that kind of
got to be 11:30 when I was done, I was like, I'm not doing the podcast tonight.
That kind of sucks, though, because last week was nice out, and I spent most of the day outside just working in the backyard. So I'm assuming it was nice as well up that way. You got some good weather, but you were kind of...
I mean, it was actually kind of cold.
It was still cold.
Yeah, and then Monday we got pounded.
Yeah, so we didn't really have the greatest weather up here. It was just... I don't think the weather is broken before today, so...
It was last week, it was like...
Yeah, well, Thursday was supposed to be the last we got the snow we're getting, so...
Yeah.
Knock on wood, we won't see snow until September.
We'll see spring, and everyone can stop fucking posting about it on Facebook.
Yeah, that does kind of suck that, you know, you guys are still seeing snow up there. Because last week, it was 82. It was beautiful outside. And
you had 82-degree weather?
It hit 82.
No, we were, like, we were in the 30s for sure last Sunday.
It got
and
colder.
Saturday and all that.
Saturday was a good day. Yeah. Sunday.
One of the days, yeah, I think it was, maybe it was Saturday. I think it was Saturday. We did have, like, it got up to be, like, 70.
Where? Not here. Unless I was sleeping through it, which is quite possible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was either Friday or Saturday was super nice. And then I heard that it was supposed to be really shitty on Monday, and I was like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, no, it did get worse on.
And it was. It was really horrible.
Even here, Sunday, it was like a huge difference. Like, it about, I'd say, we went out. It was nice. I worked in the yard, and my wife and I, we went out to eat. sat on the balcony of this place. It was beautiful. And our son was doing volunteering something like right across like the driveway pretty much from this place. So we went to pick him up. When we came out from there, it like dropped like 20 degrees and it was cold and rainy on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I guess Monday was you said you got snow up there. We got a lot of rain here. Like I left for work and it was, you know, coming down a little bit, but like there were flat, like people were delayed coming into work for like flash floods and stuff. So it kind of just came down.
Yeah.
So, weather's crazy. Weather's crazy.
Well, weather be crazy.
So anyway, Aaron, what are you drinking on?
Aaron.
I saw you holding up your can there.
He's got Gamer Fuel.
Is that
Code
actually
red. Code red?
Code red, fucking Mountain Dew. Got that Gamer Fuel.
Very nice, very nice. And what are you drinking on, Scott? What do you got there?
I've got local brewery Rohrbach. I've been drinking many of theirs. They have a it's called a Grandmaster Dunk, which is a Munich Dunkel Lager, whatever that means. Just
sounds
it's
good.
It's delicious.
So is it, can you distinguish between like a regular lager, say Yingling, or like
this would probably be more malty.
Well, okay,
I would say.
Very nice, very nice, very nice.
Yee.
Very nice. So we drank some beers, and that was good. So good night, y'all. That's our show.
Oh yeah. So we did it. Episode 9. We talked about weather and what we're drinking.
There we go. We kept it short and sweet, as per the, you know, overwhelming request from the audience. No, but it's been obviously you've had crazy weather, and I had some nice weather here. It's been, you know, a little bit since we chatted, and
yeah.
Anything else aside from while you moving your house, Scott? Anything new with you in the past 2 weeks?
Yeah. No.
Good.
Nothing,
all right.
Nothing's really going on here.
that's great to hear. Aaron, what about you? It seems like are you still using your headphone mic, or do you have a regular mic there? You sound a little bit better this week.
I'm still using my headphones. I would have had to set up my whole mic system, because I don't have my podcasting stuff is not at my house. It's at a friend's house. That's where we record all my stuff because it's quieter there.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of people and animals in my house.
Sounds like you're
animals
being
making noise in the background right now. But my wife had her appendix taken out on Monday. She went to the hospital Sunday. In the evening, and I was there Sunday night with her. We are actually able to leave Monday evening. So yeah, it's been a crazy week.
That's not, so. Yeah. So how did that happen? Like, was it obviously it's typically unexpected when it's the appendix, but was it like a middle of the night thing or kind of?
She was everyone. I didn't go because there was room in the vehicle for me, and I don't care about bowling at all. But everyone went out bowling, and I guess it happened when she was out bowling. She just felt like her stomach started hurting. So her friend took her to the ER, and they did some tests and determined it was her appendix. So they rushed her out to a larger hospital where she could have the surgery done, and I went out with her. I rode in the ambulance with them out to it's a Mercy Hospital out in Buffalo by us, and that's where they had the procedure done. But because she went in so early, because most people go in, they, you know, you feel uncomfortable or whatever, you had a stomach pain, you just don't really think anything of it. Well, a couple of days go by, and then it's the infection and all the crap is left your appendix and is leaking out in your body, so it takes a lot longer for the recovery for that. So that's why most people stay in there for like a couple of days. But she was able to, we weren't even in there 24 hours.
No, that's good that she caught it or quick enough and you know, that she's, I guess, recovering nicely. Is she fully recovered now? Like,
She can't really lift anything. And I guess how they do it now is, like, back in the day, it would be like a kind of a largish incision. Now it's like they like pretty much go through your belly button. She only has like a little slice, but they fill you up with like gas and stuff. So she's like got like shoulder pain because the gas is just in her body.
Until it works its way out. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. I never had, fortunately, knock on wood, I haven't had any issues like that. So, and I hope to not. I just don't want to have to deal with that.
No one wants that.
Ain't
nobody want that in their life.
But, so, that's good. Well, best of luck in her recovery and all that good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, nothing really new with me on this end either. It's just been a...
No, it's just been a typical week of life.
You got it. I did pick up for my Father's Day gift I say for myself because I picked it out myself, but it's from my wife and my son. A sound bar for my TV. So,
those are nice.
I'm enjoying it. It's not an expensive one, but it's something. I just recently got a new Vizio TV for the living room, and it's a nice, a nice smart one. But the sound quality was lackluster. So I figured I'd just add the sound bar and get a better sound to complement the picture and everything. So I'm
getting a nice 100-inch 4K TV.
I wish. No, only 50. I don't feel like buying any more formats of media. I don't feel like getting onto that collection path. I don't want to add 4K
order stuff.
4K Blu-ray.
You don't want to be having a bunch of TVs just lining your walls,
right? So I'm good. I'm happy with Blu-ray until they make 4K more standard. I did see a few 4K ones that were reasonably priced.
It's becoming the standard, though. It's slowly becoming that way.
I'm not in a rush to upgrade, but so now it's just a regular, full HD. It's a nice one. I think it's 50 inch, which is an upgrade from our 42 inch that we had. So it makes playing. I'm finally able to, I did mention this previously. I don't know if I did or not, but finally able to sit on my couch and play video games, not have to sit on a chair right on top of the TV. So the combination of the increased screen size and the glasses, I'm able to sit with my feet up and be comfortable. And
there you go.
I run the risk of falling asleep more, but so far,
what else is new?
So far, so good. Actually, last week when I had said after, we didn't end up doing the podcast, I went up to play Stick of Truth because I had mentioned that the last time that I just got it and hadn't played it yet. I had fallen asleep, and fortunately, the Xbox One's smart, if you will. Mine, turns off after an hour, but when I relaunched the game,
mine too.
When I relaunched the game, it launched right into where I was.
Yeah,
said, please.
I like that about the new consoles. If you don't fully turn it off all the way, you can always pick up where you were
when
you turned it off.
I was glad because I wasn't sure when I had last saved or whatever. But I'm really enjoying that game. It's
You like that? I love that game. When I played it all the way through in 2 days.
It's I think I'm near the end of it. I just completed, I just joined up with the elves. We're going against Clyde, I think it is, with the tower.
Oh. I got it months after it came out. When did it come out? In 2014.
Yeah.
Hey. I think, oh no, wait, never mind. I saw Howdy and I thought that Brandon was joining, but nope, that's you. You had to sign into the Howdy Inc.
Yes.
Never mind. I was like, oh, Brandon's here. Nah, Brandon doesn't love us.
We still love you, though. Hello, wherever you are. Good sir.
Hello, wherever you are. Drinking in a bar. So. Which I think he is, actually, is what he said he was
probably
doing.
I would assume so. But you were saying back to South Park, so yeah, you were.
Oh, I have a horrible memory, so if you try to mention things about it, I probably won't remember where much about it, because it's been like 4 years since I played it. I played it like all the way through in only a few sittings, because I had a lot of time back then to do that.
So
time I don't have now.
I believe it's because I think it's the game's like broken up into 3 days.
I believe you're right.
So yeah. I think I'm in that last day. I just woke up. I just did the gnome part, if you remember that, with his parents.
I do vaguely remember that.
The boss battle on the bed, which was pretty interesting. So that's where I'm at now. So I think it's the last like stretch of the game. But I've enjoyed playing it and can't wait.
Yeah, it was a super good game for, you know. Shockingly, especially like licensed games aren't usually the best. But that was a really good game. And the fractured butthole. What?
Matt and Trey wrote it.
Oh yeah, they wrote the whole thing, and they were behind the scenes during the creation of it too.
So and you can tell that, you can see the influence.
Yeah, because their thing was all the other South Park games sucked, so they wanted to make one.
That's not true.
To make that.
They had a couple arcade games that weren't bad, actually. Xbox Live arcade games.
Did they?
They were pretty good. There was like a dodgeball one and something else. I can't remember what it was. Oh. But they were pretty good games. I remember South Park 64, the first-person shooter, fondly, though I'm sure it's terrible.
Was that the...
I'm sure it is.
Was that the same one? Because I have one on the PlayStation, the original PlayStation, just called South Park, the game.
I think they are relative... I don't know, because I didn't have a PlayStation until much after its life cycle. I don't know what... I'm assuming that game is the same. You had it? What did you do in it? Was it a first-person
shooter? You went around... You were turkeys. You were getting attacked by, like, evil turkeys stuff.
Sounds familiar.
And you would just go around. I forget what the main objective. I don't think I got very far because it was.
We didn't.
It was PlayStation and 64 era graphics, and it was.
Yeah.
It's kind of. I think the other year, a couple of years ago, I pulled it out and just was playing it again. It was fun for what it was. But
there's like an aura of fog through everything because of the. The background isn't rendering.
Yeah, right. There's no there was no draw distance in that era. It was like whatever was directly in front of you was it. Otherwise, it was just fog or nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good for what it was at the time, but.
Yeah, I mean, I remember liking it when I was, 10 or 11.
Yeah, it's good for. I mean, it was a South Park game, and of course, the humor was...
That's basically the only reason why I liked it, though, because I loved South Park. I mean, I still like South Park, but...
Yeah, I have to go back. I have Hulu, so they're all on there, and I have through season 10, I believe, of the... season DVDs. 10. Yeah, the DVDs, which I want to go back and add the other ones, because they're really, like, $8. I saw them on, like, Amazon new.
Yeah, they're super cheap now. You can get those... easy. It's not like The Simpsons where they're like always like $40.
Yeah, they're still, because I was looking, because I've been making more use of Plex as well and trying to rip all my TV series and that I have on DVD just to get them out there. But I had, when I was done watching Fear of the Walking Dead, because I blew through that on Hulu, and I mentioned it to my wife. I forgot what we were talking about. Then I had to go back and watch the Imagination Land trilogy.
Shit was good.
That was I forgot how funny that was. Funny. I was dying because I watched it while I was working and everything. I'm just cracking up at it. And it's funny seeing some of the references that they use, like the whole Al Gore. I didn't know Man Bear Pig. That whole part.
Yeah, and then Man Bear Pig was real in that.
Yeah, I didn't. realize that was all tied in because he comes flying in with his cape and everything, just like in the game. That's funny.
And they did that in the Stick of Truth. He was a boss battle in that. Did you?
Which
did you play
I haven't.
That?
I haven't beat him yet. No, every time I.
Oh no! Yeah.
I
he was one of the worst ones.
That
to
was
be honest.
A tough boss battle. It took me quite a few tries.
I tried it. I think I was level 8 when I first tried it, and I wasn't getting anywhere, yeah, so I walked
away.
You
have to be pretty strong. Yeah, it's a kind of a late game boss.
Yeah, I'm at level 12, and I still same effect.
So. Yeah.
I'll probably
So you've been watching all of South Park, or just
I'm going to get back into it.
Bits and pieces.
Just that one so far, but like I started recording the DVDs. Okay. I want to go back and... You know, start. I want to fill in because the last season I think I watched in its entirety was maybe no, because that was at the end of season 11, I believe. Imagination.
Yeah, that was like a middle of season 11 or end. Yeah.
Yeah, because Guitar Quiro was the last episode in that season. But I think the
good episode.
That is a good. Yeah, that whole season was a great episode because that started with the N-word. Episode, I believe that was the first episode of that season, and I think the next season had the Philadelphia the AIDS episode with Cartman.
I believe you're right.
I think
yeah.
that was the next. I think that was that season. Maybe I didn't even finish watching that season, but that next season is where I kind of stopped. So that's
well, yeah. A little further on, it gets iffy. It's still it's not. It's definitely the quality dropped.
And when you say
it's been dropping significantly,
like in terms of like the jokes or the writing.
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah. They rely heavily on like one joke episodes, which sucks. Cause it's like, it may have been okay at first and then they're still beating it. They're just using that joke basically to run as a plot.
And I think they, I mean, well, I shouldn't say that because all like the seasons leading up to, we'll say Imagination Land or whatever, just from my recollection, they were all pretty even keel and, you know, strong on their own merit. So I'd have to go back and watch the fill in and see where it's at. But I definitely miss watching the show.
Yeah, the show like kind of almost changed how they... what it was.
Yeah.
At first it was just kind of random humor. I wouldn't say random, but it was more plot heavy. And then it kind of turned into current events. And now it relies solely on current events.
Well, what they did differently, and it's something that I thought I appreciated at first, and now that they've done it like three seasons, I don't anymore, is that they have an overarching story for the whole season, and it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, that the last two actually weren't that strong. They weren't strong plots to begin with for a full season arc.
And the thing about it is the worst part about it is that they write it the week of the episode, so they're trying to cram this story into something that they're just making up on the spot. It's not great storytelling.
It didn't work for Lost either.
South Park works a lot better with just like standalone episodes. Obviously, there's continuity, but it's so loose because
it's about as good continuity as like The Simpsons.
Yeah, I mean, like Homer's had like 100,000 jobs. Kenny comes back every episode after dying. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of
he
went
a full
stuff.
Season dead.
Yeah, they replaced him with Tweak.
Yeah.
And that was awful because they had fucking Telly for like almost a whole episode, and he is such an awful character, and I hate him.
I don't know what you're talking about. Telly was the best.
Telly, the only good Telly episode is the very first one, and that's because they acknowledge how awful he is.
You don't like the Minge one?
I hate that episode. with the James Fry Million Little Pieces or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And that could possibly be my least favorite episode of South Park ever. That one is so lazy though, because there's literally they spent like 5 minutes. I just shot I'm like static shots of Oprah's crotch and asshole. And like with these awful accented characters.
Nah, actually, the worst, one of the worst ones is the actually the next Towley one, where it's like him and like the mentally challenged people. It was something about like
the handicapped kids at the summer camp. I think that is so funny.
It's the worst.
The first time, I know you don't like those characters, but they're like satires of like.
I know what they are, but they're using.
It's so bad.
It's terrible. It's not funny.
It is funny.
It actually crosses a line for me that I didn't know that it was there, but I see that one's there.
You have a line, Scott? You have that line?
I have a line. When you go too far making fun of the mentally handicapped, it just drives me nuts.
I don't know, man.
Those characters are that.
It doesn't really feel like they're making fun of them because the character, they're not, except for the one, is really dumb.
Yeah, that's why they're dumb. It's just like, no, it's tasteless and it's not funny.
The thing that's funny to me about it, though, is like how much that one character hates Timmy so much. Or he hates Jimmy. I fucking hate you, Jimmy.
All right.
That part made me laugh so fucking hard. He's like, I fucking hate you, Jimmy.
Jimmy's just
trying to be his friend.
I have a lot to catch up on South Park. But I believe I did see that episode. I think that might have been
the same season that you were talking about.
I think that might have been the last.
No, it's not.
I think it's the next season.
Is 11.
Yeah, I think it's 12. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think I remember seeing that.
I knew it was around there.
Because
I watched that with Chris.
I could probably pinpoint many episodes to what season they're at. I've watched way too much South Park over and over again. I may have watched South Park more than The Simpsons. Simpsons and Family Guy. I've watched South Park more than that.
Speaking of The Simpsons,
the first couple seasons of South Park are really rough to watch.
They're not bad. You just suck. Anyway, Smoothie, you were saying?
Oh, I was just going to real quick interject. Speaking of The Simpsons, to all you lovely viewers out there, we want to remind you that next week is episode number 10, or hopefully next week, hopefully not in 2 weeks.
One of these days.
But episode number...
One of these days we'll have episode 10.
We will have episode 10, and it will be a milestone episode for us because it's 10 episodes.
It's an episode.
We've had talked about it, and we're making it a reality, and it's going to be a Simpsons theme show. So that's going
to
be
we're gonna attempt the Simpsons theme episode.
No, we're not going to attempt. We're gonna do.
Oh, okay. Did we decide what that meant?
Are we
just talking about our favorite moments, our favorite episodes?
My thoughts were real quick, not to give any spoiler. Well, it's not a spoiler because we're talking about The Simpsons.
Spoiler alert
but,
to people
like,
listening to a future podcast that has not happened yet.
There you go. Like I mentioned in our conversation, I think I want to do for 10, I want to do focus on the show, The Simpsons, the show itself, favorite episodes, different moments, whatever, that kind of stuff. And then... Episode 15, if all goes well, and we're still plugging along, 6 weeks from now, or 6 shows from now, we're going to do part 2 of The Simpsons, and it's going to be more of the cultural side of things and merchandise, you know, all the other stuff that's outside of the show. So definitely keep tuned in to the Unknown Podcast because it's going to be fun. I can guarantee. That was my bad Cajun accent.
But then 2 episodes after that is apparently the full Juggalo episode.
Oh, it is. Whoop, whoop.
I don't know what we're going to talk about. Cause
we're going to 17 and 2018.
We've been hyping this one for a while, too, so we kind of have to do it now.
It's happening. It's happening. So hopefully, by the time 17 rolls around, it'll probably be not close to the gathering, but...
December.
But it better not be that long. it better be before the gathering as well. But we'll have lots to talk about. But that was just my interjection. Back to the topic. You just mentioned The Simpsons. I want to get that out there. So we were talking about South Park. And
I think, I was just saying that I've watched that probably more than any of those other shows. And I've watched a lot of Family Guy and a lot of Simpsons, especially as a child. So that's, I don't know. I've got a lot of South Park memorized.
I forget when I, because you mentioned The Simpsons and Family Guy. I forget when the last time I watched both of them. It's been a while since I've watched The Simpsons, like recent episodes.
It's probably for the best. Every time I usually give like one episode a season just a shot, and I'm like, well, that was a waste because it's not very good.
I think for me, it's not that I like gave up on liking the show, because even in its like weaker episodes or whatever, I still watched and still enjoyed when they had that whole the animation domination The Simpsons.
I don't even know if they have that anymore, do they?
I don't know,
because they have after The Simpsons, what, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or is that after Family Guy? So they have a lot of live action stuff on Sunday too. So I don't think they have as much, but they have Bob's Burgers, Simpsons, and Family Guy now, and I think that's it.
Yeah. See, now when I was into it again, because like there was a time I watched it and then kind of fell off, mainly focused on reruns, but then I started watching.
I think that's every Simpsons fan.
Well, I started watching it more when I was watching more football, so I would obviously watch the football then and then tune in for, it was at that time, it was Simpsons, Family Guy, The Cleveland Show, and American Dad. I believe that was the order. And I enjoyed that block, of shows, but then I stopped watching really football, so everything kind of just fell into suit after that. But another show that I have to catch up on and started watching, thanks to Hulu, is watching again, Archer. And I know
it's a good show.
I know their new season's coming out, and I was way behind in that as well. So there's a lot of good shows and a lot of stuff that I have to catch up on. I'm trying to.
I think the full season I watched of Archer was that Vice season where they were doing like the 80s style. You might not even be that far in it.
No, I'm not that. Yeah, that might have been the last. I don't think I watched that. I think season four may have been the last, because I know when I was still watching it actively, they were still ISIS. And obviously
they're definitely not that anymore.
And I heard the episode is pretty funny when they just come in and like take down all the stuff that says ISIS and don't kind of really say anything. It just kind of happens that they change. But that was the last I had watched of it. So I got a lot of catching up on that. So I started back at this week. Started at season one again. I did forget how great the show is.
Joe's pretty damn clever. It's good. I know, Aaron, you haven't watched a single episode of it, have you?
I watched one episode. I watched the first one.
Usually that's not the show. That's not the episode to really judge a show on. It's the first one.
Yeah, that kind of.
Because they're usually kind of rough compared to the rest before they find their groove.
I was a big Soup fan, and I remember when Joel McHale was advertising Community. He was hyping it up, so I watched it. I watched that first episode and I was like, man, I'm not watching this fucking show.
That's what happened to me. Like when Community came out, I remember because that night I watched that episode and I watched the first episode of Scrub season 9. And I was like, well, I guess I'm done watching TV for this year, because this was the worst night of watching TV ever. Because Community episode 1 is super lame. I was like, all these characters aren't really characters. Joel's just like the typical douche character. You get all that crap. And then I watched Scrub season 9. And if you haven't watched the false final season of Scrubs, it's fucking brutal and terrible. Especially after the finale of season 8. So, but that was my, all right, I'm done. I'm done with these two shows forever. Until like 2 years later, after I've been watching the blog sphere of the TV shows, and it's like everyone's praising Community. I'll give it a shot. And I ended up, I don't like it as much as they do, like the big community horde does, but I find it to be a pretty good show.
I'm part of the horde.
I know you are.
It was just before season 3 came out, and I didn't have cable or anything, so I was super, so I'd like buy DVDs or whatever. And I went to Walmart and I saw season 2 of Community. I'm like, oh, I wonder if the show got any good. And I picked it up and I was like, this was the show that I remember that pilot episode was so bad.
Yeah.
I was like, this show is brilliant. So I went back and I bought season 1, and then I started watching, and then I got cable and I started watching it live on, Thursdays, Wednesdays, you know, whenever NBC wanted to play the episode.
They switch their episode, their schedule around a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually watched Community.
It's on Hulu. I would say season 1 is one of their weaker ones for sure. It takes a while to get into it. I would say by episode probably episode 10 where it's really hits its stride, somewhere in that area.
I would say, right after the Christmas episode, yeah. When they had the episode with Jack Black joining the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to give it a watch. It's a lot of shows that I...
There's too much fucking shit to watch, dude.
Honestly, you could probably skip episode 1. You get the gist of all the character dynamics and everything just by watching it.
You might as well watch it. I mean, it's like telling people to skip Office season 1 or Parks and Rec season 1. I mean, yeah,
you should
they're not good at
it.
Yeah, I've never watched The Office either.
A better example would be telling people not to watch Always Sunny before Danny DeVito joins.
I disagree with that. I think season 1's still good.
I've never watched that show either.
It's just not the same show though. Adding Danny DeVito to the mix makes changes the dynamics in such a good way.
True, because they all just turn from assholes to just fucking scumbags, basically. It's a good show. It's hilarious. You should give it a shot there, Smoothie.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah. No. Always Sunny is on Hulu.
It's on Hulu now, yeah. Oh, it used to be on Netflix.
Okay.
R.I.P.
The whole series.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Hulu for the TV offerings, at least, that they have.
Hulu went from it was a second tier Netflix to being almost better than Netflix now.
It's I haven't really watched many of the movies on there.
They have Adult Swim stuff, which automatically makes it superior in my book.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching Aqua Teen Hardcore the other day.
Yeah.
But yeah, just seeing the amount of content. Now, I was dumb about this as well. As we talked about before, I still watched The Walking Dead and everything, and I was...
Do what you want, man. I'm not going to...
Hey.
Not going to judge you there.
I want to catch back up, because I enjoyed Fear of the Walking Dead, too, or Fear of the Walking Dead, however.
I'll try not to judge you there.
It's I still enjoy it. But anyway, that's... Obviously, Fear of the Walking Dead is on Hulu, and I spent... Yes. The better part of 2 weeks catching up, because I wanted to try and be on time for the season 4 premiere on Sunday. Well, of course, dumb me decides to look at the different plans for Hulu, and saw for $11.99 you get commercial free for a whole $3 more. So I watched
commercial free.
Well,
from what I hear, it's not fully that.
Well, you get certain shows, it says Grey's Anatomy, it says there's an ad before and an ad after, but with Fear of the Walking Dead. Yeah. It was
none of the shows that I ever watched have ever had ads.
But it was I wasted my whole time going through a whole 3 seasons with all these ads, and then decided to say, oh, let me turn off the ads.
Well, how much more is it? I guess I don't remember how much I paid for
$7.99's, just the premium.
$4 jump.
So, but it's in the grand scheme of things.
I guess it's not that bad.
Considering, because you could... if you're one who doesn't have physical cable and everything, it kind of offsets.
I definitely don't.
Which I'm leaning toward that, but it's all the plans just seem like, you make out better if you get the or they want you to get the phone and the TV packages as well.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has a landline anymore?
I don't want to have one, but I have one. It's on
people over the age of probably like 70 do.
Yeah, who don't got time for the cell phones and stuff. Or they do, yeah. But they're still, that's that ingrained thing yeah. that they need to have.
They, get a, they have to have like a central phone, yeah.
They could get a
it's an old man. It's an old person mentality for sure.
Jitterbug.
Get that jitterbug
done. Jitterbug.
The only thing I'll say about Hulu that I don't like, I mean, their movie selection sucks. I mean, I wouldn't say it sucks, but it's not great. They have some stuff, you know, like Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. But
well, I mean, I watched. I had never seen the 1980s, yeah, the 80s Blob movie, the original Blob, and it was on there.
It's a remake, actually.
Yeah, it's a remake.
I know that's. I'm saying, yeah, there's not one after. Gotcha. I know it was a remake of the. Which I've still never seen the original one either, but I never seen the.
You probably don't need to.
I have the VHS tape somewhere. I know the, I got it.
Jesus, of course you do.
But they had that, and they had like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. They had a couple.
Have some. I'm not going to say it's the worst, but it's not great.
They have Monster Squad.
And let me tell you that 80s Blob movie is freaking awesome.
It was. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute
it's
of
super
it.
Super good. Hey, Scott, I know you'll enjoy this. Guess who's in that? Shining Smith. Saw.
Oh.
And Saw, too.
And Saw, like, 7, I think.
Oh yeah!
Doesn't she reveal herself still in like the final chapter? That's apparently now not the final chapter because Jigsaw has got a 300th apprentice. Oh, that movie is so bad.
Smoothie, did you see the new Saw movie?
I haven't. I have.
Don't.
It's really bad, dude. I'm not even kidding. Like, I say this with someone that kind of enjoys that series, even though they are. All pretty awful. Even the good ones are bad.
It's someone that started watching them. I think I started watching them again at Halloween. It's like these have not aged well at all. I loved those movies for a while. Damn, they're not good anymore.
That new one is a stinker.
But the new one is garbage. and the final chapter one, the 3D one, was terrible. It was just the worst.
Saw 6 is pretty good.
Saw 6 was like, if not the best, one of the best. Shockingly.
I haven't watched them all. I got like one of those like combo packs. I think it has the first 6 of them on there.
There you go. That's it. Don't go any further.
But being a collector and a completionist, I have to add them.
Well, I understand that.
But I'll wait.
That's why I watched Jigsaw. I was like, I've seen all of them. I have to see this one. I know it's going
to
be
awful.
I knew it existed. I was like, there's no way this is going to translate in 2017. And
I wanted to tell you the twist to it so bad.
I probably knew the twist anyways. Like, oh wow, someone else is carrying the mantle.
It was eating away at me on the inside.
I'm sure you really were. I was like, I know I'm gonna watch this. I don't want it to be surprised, even though it was just terrible. I was really hoping for Zombie Jigsaw. I was like, fuck it. We're just gonna do zombie shit now because we've already done the most absurd things as it is.
And the funny thing is that they kind of hinted at it in the movie.
they alluded to the fact that he was still alive when he's, well, not. He's been dead in more movies than than he's been alive. It's the most ridiculous thing. Oh, Smoothie, you want to do a break?
Yeah, I think before we're having a good pace, but I think we're going to stop and take a small intermission here. We're going to be back to continue talking. We're having a good discussion about TV and all things TV and movies and stuff and our typical fare. So stay tuned after the break.
It's about normal.
We will be back. So enjoy this word from our friends at Howdy Inc.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy Smoothie, but of course, co-host of the Unknown Podcast, one of Howdy Inc.'s many podcast offerings. Howdy Inc. has been beer chugging since 2004, and here in 2018, we're still chugging away. Be on the lookout for new episodes of the Unknown Podcast, the Unknown Wrestling Podcast, and Howdy Radio, The Next Generation. All this can only be found on Howdy Inc. For more information, hit up HowdyInc.com.
And we have returned from our bathroom breaks and our affiliation sponsors. I don't know what that is. We're not sponsored except by ourselves, but we've all refreshed our beverages. At least I have a new beer to start off the second half here of the show. This is the one I had last week.
The Blue Ranger.
So
that's some cool label art.
Yeah,
and I think that was part of the reason why I got it. It's pretty good, nice high alcohol content. 7.
You enjoying the hoppiness of an IPA?
Yeah, I enjoy typically the hoppier beers. I like Hop Devil's. Ones that got me into the hoppy ones. I enjoyed the extra hops.
Fucking beer nerds.
What? Smoothie's usually drinking like the cheapest of the cheap, so
I'm aware.
Yeah, just in case
you're usually drinking something that hurts me to hear him drink.
Like just yeah. So, in case you missed that at the top of the episode, I spent $12 on this six pack 3 weeks ago. So
and you were milking the shit out of it.
And I still
too.
Have one more left, and there's a good chance that one will be on the next,
next
show.
Week's. Or what next episode.
But I probably will have, because I want to at least have another beer for the episode. So good times. But that's what I'm drinking at the top of this second half here. So we're going to get back into things the best we can. The one thing we had forgot to mention at the top of the show that I wanted to mention, that Mini-Me has died at the age of 49. That's crazy.
Is it? I mean,
it's Vern Troyer.
He was on that one show, that VH1 show. What was it? Surreal Life?
Yes. He was one with Vanilla Ice.
He was like drunk.
Oh, that's right.
All the time.
I remember that. So did they say, by the way, his name's Vern Troyer. I know. I only said Mini-Me.
Well, I mean, that's the only thing he's really known for.
Was that the only because Willow was the same guy who did R2-D2, or no? Who was Willow?
I don't know.
You're thinking Warwick Davis.
He's the leprechaun, the dude.
That's right.
He wasn't. No, Warwick Davis wasn't R2-D2 either.
No, he was the leprechaun.
Yeah, that's Art right. Baker was R2-D2. Warwick Davis was in Leprechaun.
He passed away earlier.
Yes, he did that. Now, did they say what Vern died of? Did they? I just had caught the.
I believe probably, it was
probably being little, probably being a small guy.
Yeah, they don't.
Someone stepped on him accidentally.
So.
And there's still, you just crossed Scott's line again. Good job.
No, that one was fine. Midget jokes work. But no, usually small people don't tend to survive long because they
Are you trying
Are you trying to say they only have a short time on this earth?
So anyway, with that said, rest in peace, Mini Me. You were Mini Me. You were a good cat. So anyway, I just want to mention that. Maybe that wasn't wise to bring that up in the current company.
It's happening. We're going through this. Don't worry. It's fine.
But it's all good. So yeah, he passed away. Quite a few people have passed away recently. Like, somebody dies every day, actually. So it's that's life.
Usually, people die during the most part of the day. But, so,
but I mean, that was just
sage wisdom from Smoothie.
Someone dies every day.
The more you know.
Hashtag stay smooth.
Hey, it was current. It just I happened to see it pop up on my phone.
I saw it on Reddit today.
So that was that.
A lot of celebrity deaths. Arlie Ermey.
Oh yeah, I forgot he just died.
Yeah, he passed. He died on Monday.
A couple days.
Avicii. That was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He was a one-hit wonder, but he had like this huge song a couple years ago. I'm trying to remember how it was.
I don't even remember the song.
Hey, brother.
Oh, is that Sale? Was he the one that did that Sale song?
No, he did Brother, something, something. And then Wake Me Up When Dreams Are Over.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, he just died, but yeah, because people die.
Yeah,
people die every.
He was only 28.
It's crazy.
Crazy shit.
But people die every day.
The young little whippersnapper.
People die every day. Hashtag stay smooth.
Hashtag smooth wisdom.
It's today was the or well yesterday now at this point was the second anniversary of Prince's death.
Oh yeah.
Which wow, 2 years since that. So,
which supposedly they found out recently actually that he died of what was it fentanyl overdose?
Yeah, but he was given the wrong. He thought he was taking one thing and it was not the right thing. So
sounds familiar to Michael's death then.
I don't think he ever did drugs because he was a Jehovah's Witness, correct?
No, I don't think he was Jehovah. I know he became more religious, spiritual.
I'm pretty sure he's a Jehovah's Witness.
Was it Jehovah's Witness? I didn't know if it was or wasn't Jehovah's
Witness. I'm Googling
that
shit.
Kevin Smith talked about it a lot on that one evening with Kevin Smith where he talked about Prince. And then, Kevin Smith helped him make this Jehovah's Witness recruitment thing or whatever, where he had all the footage that Kevin Smith shot. I guess his house was always wired to record. So if he ever wanted to sing, if he got inspiration or whatever, he could just sing when he's taking a shit or something and it would record it.
That's awesome, though, when you think about, we could, podcast. I have an idea. Okay, my house is wired, so let's record this and
get it live. There's vaults that have vaults in them with, unreleased Prince music.
That's awesome, though. Kudos to
him. He could, as soon as the rights or whatever are legally or whatever, we could have Prince albums past our time.
That's impressive. I think I'll have Tupac beat there.
Much like Tupac.
What did Google turn up? Was I right?
Yeah, he's Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. I told you.
Good job. Thank you, Google. Thank you. You know what else died recently?
What else died?
Hashtag stay smooth.
What the fuck are you doing tonight, Smoothie? You're going through the obituaries.
I am. But we have to, after this season, we have to say goodbye to our friend Ash, because Ash vs. Evil Dead has been canceled.
R.I.P. Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
As well, yeah. Which is, it's kind of sad, and I was hoping that Brandon would be here to talk about that, but I'm sure we'll discuss it at some other point.
It'll happen again.
But
we burst out in Shenmue and Ash vs. the Evil Dead talk.
So we, you know, Aaron and I were talking about about this pre-show. Now I forget, Scott, do you watch it?
I've watched a couple episodes of it. I haven't watched a full season yet. It's on Netflix. I have Stars now, so I'll probably end up watching it soon.
Well, I, like many of the others, as soon as this season's over, I will be canceling my Stars
subscription.
Yeah, the app. Piece.
They have decent movies. That's the only reason why I got it. It's kind of like the HBO one.
Yeah, but it's kind of like it kind of hurts that they canceled it. But now, Aaron and I were trying to figure out, like Aaron had mentioned previously and in the conversation, that Bruce Campbell said after this show was done, he was no longer going to reprise the role or do anything affiliated with Ash or Evil Dead, I guess. Anything that has to do with Ash, the character Ash. But I was trying to, I'm hoping that it will get picked up by Netflix. And I'm hoping that, because the first two seasons were just recently released on Netflix, that maybe that was the intentions all along. But I don't know. Do you want to weigh in on that? What do you think?
From what I saw of Bruce Campbell's tweet about it after it was done, it sounded pretty final for him that he was done with the character.
So that was it.
I'll look it up.
But, so I'm
going to assume that he's just kind of, he's probably tired of it, because this has basically been who he's been, even when he's been playing other characters and like at like conventions and stuff. This is the only thing people give a shit about, and he's probably sick of that. Besides, what was that show he was in?
Burn Notice.
Burn Notice. That's the one. That's the only other thing that people really give a shit about him.
Well, I mean, but the,
other than really, really cult things like Bubba Hotep and stuff.
But what else has he? I'm trying to think, and maybe I've seen him in other stuff and haven't. I still haven't watched it yet. I know of. I own Bubba Hotep, but I haven't watched it. But is there anything else that he's been in that's like
Spider-Man.
Significant?
Yeah, the first three Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, he's been a cameo.
Has he really?
Only Sam Raimi and directed them.
But he's been
a Maniac Cop 1 and 2.
Your favorite one.
Is he the Maniac Cop? Is he the...
He is not the Maniac Cop. He is the hero character.
Okay. Because I've never seen them either. I know they're good. I always see, and people are talking about good horror movies, they always mention Maniac Cop 1 and 2. Well, for
it's made by the guy that did Maniac, and then he made Maniac Cop.
Oh, did he really?
He's remaking
Maniac
it
was
too.
Way fucking more insane than that, though, wasn't it? I'd never watched the Maniac Cop movies, but
or maybe
Maniac
that's what,
fucking...
or maybe what I'm thinking.
Maniac, and Maniac Cop, the first one, are pretty decent horror movies. Maniac Cop 2 is okay. Maniac Cop 3, The Badge of Silence, is horrible.
So maybe I am thinking of Maniac, though. Maybe that's the one that always comes up first. And
Maniac,
last.
Yeah.
And
Maniac with
Joe Spinell.
Joe Spinell.
But
The original Maniac is good. The remake.
Remake was a thousand times better. Even though I did I randomly bought Maniac on DVD on Amazon for like $30 for whatever reason, because I was like in a super horror mode time.
You bought the Prowler.
And the Prowler, yeah. I was looking for those Tom Savini gore effects is what I was doing.
That's right, Tom Savini's a maniac, right? That's,
yeah, he did the gore effects in that one, and he actually did quite a few 80s movies there. He did The Prowler, The Burning, Friday the 13th, and Part 4. though they butchered the shit out of those movies. They left a lot of the gore effects on the cutting room floor, and I don't know if we'll ever see anything for like the final chapter or anything like that.
Probably but supposedly not. It's all off.
They super butchered that. Yeah, that was a rant.
Not as epic as my rant.
He did a lot of the best, like Day of the Dead had like some of the best gore.
That's the best of the Romero Dead movies.
Sure. Day of the Dead was my favorite. I know a lot of
Night of the Living Dead is my favorite one, but the best one is for sure Day of the Dead.
I like Dawn of the Dead. That's probably my favorite one, but Night, of course, is obviously it's the starter. But
I'm gonna go on record about Dawn of the Dead. I found it to be the most boring goddamn thing I've ever watched.
Really?
I hate to say it. I remember being like, all right, I bought the original Dawn of the Dead. We're doing this tonight. It's gonna be so fucking awesome. I tried it like three times. I watched that movie straight through. I was like, what the fuck am I doing watching this movie? I'm sorry. I know that I'm in the minority in the horror community, and they'd probably come and rip my dick off and shove it down my throat. But
yeah, it's probably.
I'm sorry. I don't see the big hype on that movie. I found Day of the Dead to be 1,000 times better.
And the remake of Dawn of the Dead is better for sure.
The remake of Dawn of the Dead is 1,000 times better than the original Dawn of the Dead. I'm sorry, horror fiends. My dick is yours. Shove it down my throat.
Okay. All right. There's
that's
on
video.
There's
you can go. It's here. Come get it.
Record.
Come get this shit.
So anyway, back to we can go back into this topic in a second, but we were talking about Bruce Campbell. I think we kind of got and oh, Ash vs. Evil Dead.
You read his tweet. By the way,
yeah. So this tweet now, this is what you were talking about. This just happened after
he did this yesterday, right after it was officially canceled.
Why am I not following him?
I don't know. He's at Groovy Bruce, so get on that shit. It is. He said, "Ash versus Evil Dead has been the ride of a lifetime. Ash Williams was the role of a lifetime. I will always be grateful to stars Sam Raimi, Rob Tappert, whoever that is, and our tireless fans for the opportunity to revisit the franchise that launched our careers. Thank you." That sounds like a send-off to the character and Evil Dead in general as it is.
Hold on, I'm pulling this
Rob
up now.
Rob Tappert is Sam Raimi's like number two.
Fair enough. It's not his brother.
He produces like everything.
Well, it sounded like Bruce is officially done doing this, which can you really blame him? He's been doing it since the mid-70s.
But I guess that goes back to where I was going with that. Like, what else has he been in? Yes, he's been in those movies and had cameos here and there, but has he been in anything else that's like him as the star role aside from Bubba Hotep? Like, that's the only one I know of him.
But they've always been like super low budget movies that you would never watch unless you knew that Bruce Campbell was in it.
So
I mean, you could do this one of two ways. You could do it the Patrick Stewart way, where you're like super iconic. However, you're not being defined by that. Or you could do William Shatner.
Or he's just like, I am William Shatner, yeah.
Yeah, where you're Captain Kirk all the time.
Okay, yeah. And I get that for...
So he's trying to be Patrick Stewart, even though he's been William Shatner.
Right.
He went back and he reprised this role for a show for as long as it was ever going to go, which apparently is three seasons.
I mean, he got three movies and three seasons of a TV show out of the character. That's pretty good.
That's really good. And for the subject matter, it's kind of surprising they had that much to really get that much out of it. It's essentially undead come back to life. That's what Evil Dead has always been about.
Right.
Good one.
So I guess... It is. I guess all right, if we take Ash out of the equation, and do you think that they'll try and continue the show or some form of it after?
I don't know. I don't think they'll ever have the budget that they need for it. I mean, it's low budget as it is, but how much longer are they going to... Obviously, they didn't get what they were trying to milk out of it in the first place. They're trying to, you know, get... The show was built on nostalgia, and if it's kind of waning off, people are like, all right, yeah, it was cool, but now it's I'm kind of done with it type of deal, which is what it seems like it is.
But the
is it worth it?
It's run its course, I think.
I'm sure it has. I mean, it's like, what more can you do with it? How much further can you go?
It's true. Like I said, aside from doing the crossovers, but I think there's, like I was saying previously, I think there's two or three episodes left of this season. So I guess it all to see. Yes, they just, I guess it was confirmed it was canceled yesterday. Yeah. But I want to see, like, judging by the
I'm
last.
I'm sure they knew well before then, though.
Because you'll be able to.
I guarantee it that they knew that they knew pretty much. They thought it was a miracle that they even got a third season. So I'm sure they were preparing.
From what I heard, they didn't even know if they were getting it season number two.
Yeah, that too. I mean, it was very much in the wind.
Yeah, I do remember saying that about season three, that it was possibly up in the air. Like, it wasn't confirmed whatever.
They probably had a backup final arc, or at least final episode for it. I'm sure they did. They had to.
I'm sure it wraps up. That's what funny thing about Community was, like, every season had, like, a wrap-up thing where it could very well just be the series finale, because they never knew whether it was actually going to be coming back or not.
Yeah.
So, like, everything from season two on that had, like, a series finale, like, ending to it.
Yeah.
So, another thing I mentioned, Aaron, again, before we were, before we got started here, was, do you think, Scott, it was, obviously, I mean, from what I know, I'm not Mr. TV expert. I know I play a TV expert on TV at times, but, that was a joke. What? You're supposed to laugh.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. But anyway, I don't know how it works, but my thoughts were, like, you have, if a show gets canceled, you would assume it was viewership, like, not enough interest in the show. Am I right?
The stars, I'm sure, is exactly what it is.
So, with that said, do you think, like, how much of it is actually the show? Like, do you think people, like, I have the Stars app to watch strictly this. Like, I you know, pay the $8.99, whatever, a month just so I can watch Ash vs. Evil Dead. And this is the first year I've done it, the first season I've done it. But because you're, you know, Stars is a premium channel, and if you get it through your cable, you're adding at least $14 to $15 a month on your bill. Do you think it's enough people, even if they like the show, like, if they don't want to pay that extra $15 a month, do you think that it's not necessarily a viewership issue? Or do you think it's...
No, I think it's strictly viewers. They probably go off... when they're measuring the people watching it, it's usually they go off of the first night, and then they go off of, like, DVR after that. I don't know how much of the app they actually take into account. I don't know if they measure that at all. But
I guarantee half the people that are watching it pirated it.
That's probably true, too. People aren't... Because it's a premium show, not everyone's going to pay for it, so they're going to look for it.
That's how I watched the first two seasons.
Yeah, exactly. And I have the first two seasons legally, officially downloaded on my hard drive somewhere. But no, they're going strictly off of the people watching it, because we were discussing at another time, they were talking about how low the viewership is. Like, they were saying that it was dropping off this season, and it was putting the show in danger.
Okay.
So, and then now when they're only a few episodes away, they've canceled it. They haven't picked it up for a fourth season. So it's strictly on viewership, okay. I would assume that, and maybe they don't care enough to, you know, fight for it because they've done enough with the franchise as it is. They've done three movies, like Aaron said, three seasons and a remake. So what more could they possibly do with the franchise? I don't know. I haven't watched enough of the show enough to say whether or not it could carry on, but could it, from what you've seen, Smoothie? Do you think they have enough material going on that show to have a 5 to 10 arc season, or season arcs, I should say?
I guess it just depends on how creative the people are, but
yeah,
I would probably say no, because like the current, without giving anything away for this season, how last season ended and then going here, it's kind of just like a rinse, wash, and repeat, if you will. Not necessarily that it follows the same structure, but it's the same pro and whoever the bad guy would be, Ruby, you know, the character Ruby, you know, they get rid of her and she comes back because she's dead, and it's just trying to defeat her and her ways with the Necronomicon again. So it's kind of that same format. So it's how imaginative and what kind of story can they develop to, okay, we think we've stopped it, but here it's back again in this different form.
Yeah, you can only go so far with that.
So, I mean, could you do other type of stories? That's what I'm saying. I wonder if they would be able to do it without Ash.
No.
Like
the whole show is Ash versus the Evil Dead, so I highly doubt it.
Thank you. I'm just saying, like, in movie format, like, I mean, they did the Evil,
they
like,
could.
Like, they did the Evil Dead remake with a different character who's not.
Which was really fucking good, shockingly.
It was.
I enjoyed the hell out of the remake.
For what I thought it was, they made it scary, if not.
They made it their own.
When I say scary, I mean it wasn't like hide under your bed scary, but like different things. Like, it's still the
it was much darker, I would say, because
the fingernail
even Evil Dead 1 is at the time was probably still kind of goofy, even though it was supposed to be like almost like a straight horror movie. It was still pretty, it had its quirkiness to it. Whereas the Evil Dead remake, I'd say, is much fiercer, much more dark.
Fiercer. No, that's a good word, because they have more like parts that make me cringe.
It had a bite to it that the first Evil Dead didn't.
It was good, and it was seeing it from.
This ain't your mom's Evil Dead.
No, that's not what I was saying, but yeah, shut the fuck up.
All right. So then it looks like that there's a good chance that this franchise, unless it's resurrected years down the road, like it was with the TV series.
I mean, it would be pretty easy to spin it off. I mean,
it would.
Ash is the antagonist or the protagonist for the Evil Dead series. But I mean, it's centered around the Necronomicon. I mean, you could just have somebody else find it or whatever.
True, but is this a franchise that you really think has the legs to just keep going forever and ever and ever?
No, because Ash is the driving force of those movies.
Yeah, exactly. It's a possession zombie movie without him, almost.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
It's almost the same thing.
The Evil Dead remake was fine, and I really did like it, but yeah, it wasn't like the same kind of movie that the.
No, that's what I was
saying. Any of the Evil Dead. Sorry,
that's
the
what I was
second
saying.
Evil Dead is like the horror comedy.
Yeah, then, well, even the first one kind of was.
And then the third one's like a fantasy horror movie.
Yeah,
which
there's like all sorts of weird shit in it.
Which, once again, I still have yet to watch Army of Darkness.
Are you fucking kidding me, Smoothie?
Are you watching Ash vs. the Evil Dead and haven't watched Army of Darkness?
No, the funny thing is about that is they're not allowed, at least Smoothie is saying that they mention it in season 3, but I guess the rights are different for each one of the movies. They all belong to different studios, so they couldn't reference stuff that happened in Army of Darkness, at least for the first 2 seasons.
Yeah, it's one I have to go back. I don't know why I haven't. Well, I own it. I can.
If someone has only seen it like a couple times, I don't know if it was something that you is a necessary thing to watch.
I think that
it's definitely a really fun movie, and that's why it's called Evil Army of Darkness, because they didn't have the rights to Evil Dead technically.
So maybe I'll make that.
That needs complete rehaul of the series. Yeah. It becomes almost like a weird comedy movie.
But yeah, comedy action. It goes into, there's time travel involved. He has textbooks in the trunk of his car that are for like steam powered and like building this giant fucking contraption on top of his vehicle that is just knocking over skeletons that are like screaming, and they're the fakest looking skeletons in the world.
Yeah, it's a goofy ass movie. Smoothie, I'm shocked you don't have it on VHS.
I need
this
that.
Movie is recommend is I, you have to watch it.
I own it. It's I own so it good. On Blu-ray.
I believe that you have to. There's no way you don't have it.
No, any horror movie fan has even like maybe like accidentally bought it before.
Yeah,
I have 2 bare bones ones, and I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, they re-released that movie 1,000 times, and they're re-releasing another movie that does that 1,000 times, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and they're re-releasing yet another version of that fucking movie.
Another?
I don't know, but there are. There's another one coming out.
Like, not
man,
a prequel,
I own like 3 copies of that movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, well, just re-releasing the original, not...
Yeah.
Not like a remake. Right. Sorry, I was getting confused. I thought you were going to say they were remaking
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Night of the Living Dead, and Evil Dead have had enough re-releases for the rest of humanity.
Dude, Texas Chainsaw Massacre has the worst chronological like thing in any movie history. Like, there's so many... You know how the new thing now is to like put out a sequel that ignores all the movies you don't like.
Yes.
Like the Halloween.
Like Halloween. Halloween.
The new Halloween one. They kind of did that with the X-Men movies with Days of Future Past.
Sort of. Well, I wouldn't say they ignored the ones, but they back and just made sure they did this by the end of Days of Future Past.
Well, Texas Chainsaw Massacre has been doing that fucking forever, because they just the I guess the new one is a prequel or whatever. I didn't watch it because it sounded horrible. But there's
are we saying Texas Chainsaw Massacre the beginning is no longer the prequel to the franchise? Well, I guess to the remake.
No, that one is the remake That one is a prequel to the remake franchise, the beginning.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie.
Okay, and then there's Texas Chainsaw, which came out like 5 years ago. And that one erases Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2, and I guess Part 3.
Why would you erase Part 2?
I know, exactly. It makes no sense, and then make a completely inferior movie.
I still haven't seen Part 2 either.
It's on Hulu, I think.
I know. I have to go back and watch it. Yes.
Smoothie Man. Toby Hooper does what Joe Dante does with Gremlins 2. He just makes like this totally over the top ridiculous sequel.
So like Evil Dead 2 almost.
Yeah,
I would
pretty
say
much.
Yeah,
yeah. Now I have to go back and watch that as well. I, or maybe I've seen it in the past. Like some, you know, sometimes you catch something when it's on TV.
It was on HBO all the time.
Yeah, and you don't. I don't. Maybe not. Doesn't stand out. Cause yeah. It might have been before I was like officially into horror, if you will. I guess. And I don't know.
Officially.
It was a. It's a classic horror sequel. It's got Bill Moseley in it as Chop Top.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know the name. The not Bill Moseley, yeah. But the Chop Top name. I know.
Chop Top. Yeah.
Know that, and I've had it like numerous times. I've went into the store and had it in my hand, and then end up getting something else because I don't want to sell myself short on the version. But then again, I'm not one of those snobs who wants to get all like the best, like the Shout Factory or the Scream Factory rather, like editions.
It's on Hulu, I think. At least it was. So
it was,
there,
and I think I
watch it there.
Planned on watching it there.
If you can get a Scream Factory version of any movie, it's going to be the. It'll be the superior version.
Right, yeah, but there's a superior price. There's a superior price to the superior version. You know, I prefer as long as there's not added, like if I try and get the most complete version, I guess, or with the most extra stuff added in. But
yeah, that's what Scream Factory is.
If it's just a matter of like quality and like a where you like print like a better transfer, that's the word I'm looking for.
The better transfers, and then they'll make sure that they curate some extra special features. Like usually it'll be like exclusive commentary, exclusive like documentary or behind the scenes stuff.
But yeah,
new interviews. It's pretty cool.
I typically don't go for like those things. Like I'll be fine, but like you know, I still have this night. I haven't opened up the Criterion. I haven't watched it yet. I've had it. But that's worth it to me, the Night of the Living Dead one. And I got Return.
Yeah,
you
said that's the Criterion?
That's the Criterion one. The newest release of it. It has... It has the Night of Anubis, the... where the hell did it say that? The work print of edit of the film. So like a different thing, but I haven't popped it in yet to
watch
it.
Holy shit. I'll get it. I didn't know that was out. You're good looking out. I'm going to have to get that.
Yeah. This came out like February, I think. And it was only like $18 I got it on Amazon. So it's like, yeah, I'll take that for $18, not 30. Cause collecting can be a hobby, or hoarding, as Scott likes to say, can be a hobby or expensive rather. Obviously my hobby is hoarding. But typically I'll go for the four packs, like, you know, get that have like all the different older movies, like the one I had, like, recently Vestron, or I forget what the actual company is now, but they did these new releases of these old movies. So like Chopping Mall and like all these movies from the '80s, but like I've had some of them on like the four pack. That you get at Walmart for $5. And I'm perfectly okay with that version of the movie, so long as it's not limited. Like Return of the Living Dead 3, I actually think I saw that before Return of the Living Dead 1. And I always enjoyed that movie. So when they did that Vestron release of Return of the Living Dead, I got the Blu-ray, because that's supposed to be a different cut of the movie. The movie that you got previously was like almost like the TV edit, not like officially, because it still had like the different stuff, but it was like kind of minimized. So like that, the ones I care about the movie, I'll try and get the better version, but just give me. What are you laughing at?
It's Aaron, a picture of him and me while we were talking. Like at the bottom, it was me and him, and I was making a goofy face. Go on.
I looked like I did look like that. Your Twitter handle picture of Morty. Thinking that face.
I couldn't help myself.
Vacant face.
Sorry.
I had to zoom in and take a picture of me and Aaron at the bottom of the Hangouts thing.
But
I was trying to trip him up.
You tripped me up too.
I guess I did.
So yeah, if it's a movie that I care about and that I want to see it, but I'll go and get it. But like they've released, like I said, the Chopping Mall, they released like better quality ones, or Blood Diner. And I got them on a four pack, and I'm happy with seeing them. Just owning the movie and being able to say I saw it, I'm happy with. Because I'm also a big mark for those like Walmart 374 12 movie, you know, horror boxes that have all these public domain movies. I'll buy them every time I see them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like they get all those have Nosferatu and all of them.
Yeah, or Night of the Living Dead.
Dead on them.
But like, there's always ones I've never seen. Like, you know, zombie. Like, I think Zombie Strippers is one of them. On one of them. But all this like weird '70s ones.
Like, Jenna, that movie Zombie Strippers.
Yeah, with Jenna Jameson and Robert Englund. But you get like those quality titles on those like million packs, or like Carnival of Souls, or all these. Last Man on Earth. Last Man on Earth. The Vincent Price thing. So you have like a few good ones in there, and they might not be.
Yeah, House on Haunted Hill, House of Wax.
Yeah, so you get those ones, and it's nice just to have them and just to watch them throw, especially like at Halloween when you want to go on your binge, like. Crazy movie watching, you just can go.
Man, I have a DVD and I've had this one for years. It's such a great. It's a three pack. It's it starts out with House on Haunted Hill, the Vincent Price one. Then it has Nosferatu, but it's got the typo negative music on it. Huh. It's really cool. And then the last movie is Night of the Living Dead. And it's just such a great, like,
it's a good solid. It's a good solid three movies right there. The one that I've added every year that I try and watch on Halloween, and it's actually because of the Sexy Armpit from the Purple Stuff podcast.
Yeah.
The Trick or Treat, right? With Skippy from Family Ties.
Oh, yeah.
He always talked about that one. I went out and checked it out.
I can't remember the name of the dude. Yeah, Gene Simmons and Ozzy are in that
Yeah,
one.
That. But I enjoy it. It's like a perfect cheesy 80s horror movie for what it is.
That movie is so awful.
It's awfully good. Again, I went out and bought the two pack of. There was another movie on there, but I got it because that was on there. But I love, and like he said too, it always cracks me up that it's Gene Simmons and Ozzy Osbourne. They only have bit parts in the movie, really. I mean, Gene Simmons a little more, but Ozzy's just like on the TV in the movie.
Word.
So we've come. Yeah. We've come along.
No,
we've come.
Kind of went off on a tangent there.
We did. That was came a long way from Ash vs. Evil Dead, but it's all good stuff. And we were, you know, talking about the different movies and everything. But I guess the you know, we covered a lot of ground here, and I guess just moving on from that topic because we wanted to touch on the Ash vs. Evil Dead. I guess the last thing I want to talk about is what held us up this evening on getting started was, aside from the updates, to your computer, Scott, you had picked up a certain new video game.
I did.
And what is that?
I'm playing God of War on the PS4.
So is it good?
It's so fucking good. It's probably one of the better games of this generation, to be honest.
So now that makes me want to buy a PS4.
You probably should. Just for this. And about 5 or 6 other games, too, but still.
I bought a PlayStation 3 back in the day for, like, Resistance and everything. But when that one died, my original one, the only reason I went out and bought another PS3 was for The Last of Us. Which I know that was before it was released on PS4. But... This seems to be the I've seen other people talk about it. So is it your standard God of War type game? Like, is it the same thing or is it
not really? No, it's more of it's slower paced for sure. You're not fighting off hordes and hordes of enemies like you were in all the other God of War games. It's a different perspective. You're behind the shoulder. You're not overhead like you were in basically every other game. It's not, you're not relying on making a lot of combos and shit.
So what's the I've been trying to figure it out because obviously it's just called God of War.
Yes.
Is this a prequel, a sequel?
No, it's a sequel.
So does this fall?
This is years, years and years after the third game.
See,
which shows you dying. Well, not dead, but it was insinuated that you were stabbed by Zeus at the end of three.
Thanks for the spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't played that yet, Scott.
After you kill him, of course, or during
you.
The fight.
Oh, I was
gonna say like that. You're supposedly fatally wounded, but then after the credits, you see a blood trail of him leaving, and then years go by, and this game comes out, and he's in a completely different area. It's Norse gods, not Greek gods. Because you kill all of them by the end of three anyway, all the Greek gods. And now it's Norse mythology.
So then maybe this is a spoiler alert, but I'm not giving one, but maybe this is a spoiler alert to me. I thought you were dead. Like, that's why I've never beat two. I've beat the first one.
Okay.
But in terms of playing it, but I thought the first one set you up that you're already dead.
You are the God of War by the end of that, yes, because you kill Ares.
But I thought you were already to get to where you are with the, you were covered in the ash. Like, that's why you were white. You were dead.
Yeah, I guess so, kind of. But then you're immortal. They bring you back.
Okay. So you're, but yeah, then you get.
The gods need you. Other gods need you to defeat Ares or whatever. And then you do. And then you end up just becoming a god and then killing other gods. And then that's it.
Okay.
Basically.
And then you die, supposedly, at the end of three.
But you don't, because okay. Now you're here.
No, wait, where's
your son?
yeah, that's why I was asking, because now you have a son, but you were dead. And
yeah.
So
because you're not.
Where's Ascension fall in that? Is that after three, or is that?
That is a prequel.
So Ascension is
a prequel to all three of the main games.
What about the PS or the
PSP games, they're also prequels. It's I don't know how the timeline with that goes.
Because I did beat those. I did enjoy those, and I enjoyed them. But it's a different, completely different gameplay mechanics and different everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I
you
mean,
can
no,
have your brother time
a
later.
A whole lot different, but they're different as a playing. PSP is not playing a fucking PlayStation, so.
No. I mean, like, the new game is
that game is completely different than playing any of the other ones. I'd say it's slower paced, but that's fine because the combat is a lot more I would say it's almost more refined. It's slower, but it's not and you have like this axe that you can throw and then call back like Thor with his hammer, and I can't get enough of it.
But it's not,
turns me on.
But so it's still like an action type game. It's not like
it's
RPG.
You're still fighting the shit out of dudes, but not to the extent that you would in a God of War game where you have like 20 of them at once that you can swing your chain things around.
Okay.
Chain blades and whatnot.
So it's definitely. So
you're not doing that.
So did you just pick it up today or this week?
I downloaded it yesterday and I started playing it today.
So how?
Because of how long it takes to download games.
Well, that and
I started this download 5 days ago. Now I might be able to play the first level.
Well, I don't have the internet you have, so no, I can actually download in a decent amount of time. Yeah, that's right.
I was laughing because I watched the Mortal Kombat movie last night, and it just made me think of the rich mythology of the Mortal Kombat games, where he punched people till they're dead.
Oh, well, kind of what the movie is.
And then they made the movie. Yeah, because seriously, like after like the first like half hour, the rest of the movie is just fight scenes. There's no plot at all.
They're just character... kind of throwing characters at him to fight. That's basically the
entire. Dude, I was dying. There's this character named Art, and you only know him because there's like this scene where they're on the boat, and they're like, "Oh, I'm Johnny Cage. I'm Sonya. I'm Liu Kang. Hi, I'm Art." And that's the only time you ever see or hear this fucking dude until Goro kills him. And then they're all screaming and crying for Art. Art, no! Wow.
I don't remember this at all, I guess.
Dude, there's so much about this movie that I did not remember. Like, Christopher Lambert doesn't actually fight at all.
No.
He just kind of goes, hey, I'm raging.
Yeah, that, and he just has, like, lightning eyes every once in a while.
And Spawn-level CGI effects throughout the whole thing. The Reptile literally looks worse than a Nintendo 64 character, and I'm not exaggerating. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's a pretty fucking terrible movie. But it could only be worse as it's...
Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Yeah. Infinitely worse.
It makes the original look like a legit, like, almost Oscar-worthy movie.
There are people that are very nostalgic for the Mortal Kombat movie.
Well, as I was going to say, I heard that gets, I mean, to me, from what I've seen, it gets a lot of love, but I didn't know if it was that or just the soundtrack, maybe.
Well,
or maybe
you were a kid when that happened is what it is. And then you grow up and you're like, this is fucking retarded. What did I see in this?
I will say one of the best things about that movie is that before anything even comes on the screen, the movie is screaming at you, going "Mortal Kombat!" Before even like New Line Cinemas or anything comes on the screen, it's "Mortal Kombat!"
Mortal Kombat.
The movie's screaming at you.
So maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what people were drawn to, or maybe
they were drawn to being yelled at.
Or maybe I because mean, the Street Fighter movie I mean, was lackluster.
I think Street Fighter movie actually made Mortal Kombat also look like an Oscar-worthy movie because
that's what that I mean. Movie, yeah,
movie is so bad.
That's what I mean. So you have Mortal Kombat versus that. It's a much better.
The acting is probably some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. However, the fight scenes are actually pretty decent.
In Mortal
Kombat.
Like I
said, yes. And like I said, like the last like half of the movie is just fight scene after fight scene after fight scene.
I'll give Mortal Kombat this. It's not a good movie in any sense of the word, but it does have entertainment value, whereas Street Fighter does not.
There's a part in the very beginning where right before he's getting recruited, where Johnny Cage is getting recruited. There's a guy that looks the guy that's directing in the movie looks exactly like Steven Spielberg.
I guess it was intentional.
It was because Steven Spielberg was supposed to cameo, but he had a scheduling conflict. Because he really liked Mortal Kombat, the video game.
Was it Steven Spielberg from Tim and Eric? Wasn't there a character in Tim and Eric that is like a Steven Spielberg lookalike? Or am I just...
I don't know if it was either a lookalike or it was actually Steven Spielberg. It was at the end.
Okay. Oh, that was
the movie, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was their shitty movie. Yeah.
It was their awful, billion-dollar movie. I bought that. I don't know why I bought it, too.
Because I was like, Tim and Eric, I love the show. I'm going to buy their movie, even though I hadn't seen it yet. And
I had already watched it, and I bought it. I don't know what was wrong with me.
There is something wrong with you there, because... I at least bought it not knowing that it was not going to be what I was hoping it was going to be.
That movie was so disgusting. Like, even for Jim and Eric.
Well, it wasn't only that. It's like, their format works in, like, the most, like...
Yeah.
In, like, 15-second bits.
Yeah. Not feature length.
Absurdity. But that was a full movie, and it couldn't handle it.
Well, that's what went wrong with the Aqua Teen movie, too.
Nothing went wrong with that movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was still extremely enjoyable for me. I saw it twice in theaters, and it only had like a two-week run. But it was just a really long episode, and it felt long as fuck.
I liked it. I don't care what you say.
Hey, you know who was on Aqua? Or no, wasn't. Yeah. On Aqua Teen Hunger Force, wasn't that ICP
on
there?
He was in the movie, yeah, Bruce Campbell.
Yes. Yes, he was. He was the fucking Jigen Biddle.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, he was the fourth member of Aqua Teen. The guy killed. Jigen Little.
It's Jigen Biddle.
He was a nugget.
Yeah.
So we've come full circle back to movies and Bruce Campbell again. So that,
yeah,
we strayed from the God of War back to Chicken.
No, that's fine.
Chicken Little.
I said my piece. Go buy it if you got a PS4.
Okay,
it's worth it.
That's Scott's.
Also, go watch the Mortal Kombat movie. It is,
and go watch that for whatever the fuck reason you would.
Well,
it has Christopher Lambert in it.
I think it was $5 for the Blu-ray in the value bin for both movies. So I think at Walmart. So I think I'll be picking that up.
Go get it. Yeah, next time. Make sure you watch Annihilation too, because you really need a reason to drink your brains out.
There we go. I'm always
so awful.
It's so bad. You can't even describe how bad that movie is, but you have to see it.
It is, however, kind of like an enjoyably bad movie. So
it is, because it is one of the worst movies ever made, but it is hilariously bad. So go ahead, Smoothie. Spend your $5. Watch that shit.
I will spend my $5. And and I think coming up on a
it would be well spent.
Go for it.
I think that coming up on a future Unknown podcast, we will have to do. I know we talked about some kind of movie thing, but I think we'll have to do movies that everybody's seen, but you haven't. But yes. I think we'll have to do.
I don't know if that's one of them, but yeah, we'll go with
something
it.
Something like that. No, but I think we'll have to do a horrible movies and kind of give a rundown of our favorite ones of because there are some stinkers out there. But I think that's all stuff for future episodes. And but for right now, I don't know. I think it's.
Yeah.
I think we've.
I think we're good.
I think we've overstayed our welcome. No, we haven't. But
we have.
But I think it's time to end this episode to come to a close here tonight and just reflect on all the goodness and magic.
Sounds good to me.
That has happened. So, with that said, Aaron, where can we find you out in the webs?
It was aliens.com. You can check me out on the Facebook. It was Alien Show, on Twitter at It Was Alien Show, and then my regular, normal Twitter handle is at Hysteric. It's spelled HYZTERIK, and that's all my social media stuff.
Real quick before we go, do you still do your other podcast, the other horror ones, Horror Dork? That was you, right? Horror Dork.
Yeah, Horror Dork. We haven't done it in a while. I'm pretty sure that we're going to be starting something else, kind of movie related, shortly. Anthony is back, so we're working on something right now.
Okay, I just was curious.
Another podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Scott. What about you?
You can find me at the Garbage Bin on both Twitter and Instagram, and at Another Web Show on the Twitters. And that's pretty much it.
You can also catch him at www.scottthethought.com.
Scott, I wish I had that. I'm going to have to look that up and see if it's real. Buy that.
It's fantastic. Name. And then I guess it's me. You can find me at INC_smoothie on the Twitters and on the Instagrams. INC smoothie entertainment, I forgot. .com is my blog, my WordPress site that's not very good right now. I'm still working on it. And on the YouTubes, it's INC smoothie entertainment. And that's it. And you can find our show on howdyinc.com under the Unknown Podcast section. I don't know if that's even how it has it broken down, but I know that Brandon.
I have no idea.
I know that Brandon puts it up.
That is available, so I might have to
mess
that up.
You definitely have to buy Scott the Thought. But yeah, find the Unknown Podcast on the Unknown. We always go through it's unknownpod.com, right? That's our website. We should know.
We're the unknownpod.com.
The unknownpod.com.
Unknownpod on Twitter. And I think that's as far as that goes.
That's it. And, you know, check out all the other Howdy Inc. offerings. We got the new Unknown Wrestling Podcast. We got Howdy Radio, the next
generation.
Yeah, we got a whole generation
episode of that one. And then 30-something episodes of Howdy Radio.
Which is going strong. And, you know, kudos to Brandon and Lane for that. It's awesome.
Yeah, they're keeping that going.
It's a shame just Brandon doesn't want to show up to us. It's fine. We still love you, Brandon. Yeah. We still love you. But that's going to do it for this, the episode number 9 of the Unknown Podcast. We want to remind you to stop by next week for the part 1 of the Simpsons extravaganza. That's what I'm calling it anyway. I don't know if that's what the majority is going to call it, where we talk about
majority.
The Simpsons. And we talk about the Simpsons TV show specifically. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in and listening this week.
Matt Simpson's the manga. The source material.
What are you talking about? Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, we leave you with Scott's people skills again saying, shut the F up. And
shut the fuck up, everyone. And have a good night and watch our shit and tell everyone about it. If you don't, you're a bad fan and a bad person. Thank you.
Stay smooth.
Stay smooth. #StaySmooth.
Unknown Podcast.